103 House members voted in favor of the resolution by Florida Republican Matt Gaetz. A roughly equivalent number of House Democratic progressives and Republican conservatives voted yes. In House debate, Gaetz said, "Don't believe the claim that U.S. troops in Syria are providing a bulwark against the resurgence of the Islamic State group ISIS and its caliphate."
I do not believe that what stands between a caliphate and not a caliphate are the 900 Americans who have been sent to this hellscape with no definition of victory, with no clear objective, and purely existing as a vestige to the regime change, failed foreign policies of multiple former presidents.
The Gaetz resolution would have required the withdrawal of U.S. troops unless Congress voted within 6 months on a new authorization allowing troops to remain in Syria. Gaetz's resolution followed the injuries to four U.S. soldiers who staged a raid in Syria that reportedly killed an ISIS leader. The Congressional Progressive Caucus urged a yes vote on the resolution, although no caucus members argued in favor of it during the floor debate. 321 lawmakers voted no. They included the Republican chair of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, Michael McCaul, who said ISIS fighters in Syria remain a threat.
"And even though ISIS no longer controls significant territory, there are still tens of thousands of hardened terrorist fighters in Iraq and Syria who are hell-bent on reestablishing their terror state."
Former President Obama sent U.S. troops to Syria under the terms of the 2001 authorization for the use of military force that Congress approved after the September 11th attacks. The ranking Democrat on the Foreign Affairs Committee, Gregory Meeks, also argued against the resolution, although he agreed a new authorization for U.S. troops to remain in Syria should be voted on.
"And I intend to introduce such an AUMF later this year. And I believe that the importance of combating ISIS in Syria should be on such an authorization."
The Gaetz resolution fared worse than a similar measure introduced last year as an amendment to the National Defense Authorization Act. That proposal by progressive New York Democrat Jamal Bowman would have forced the end to the U.S. troop presence in Syria within a year, unless lawmakers approved a new authorization explicitly allowing U.S. troops to remain there. It received 155 votes, but also failed. Bay Area Democrats Barbara Lee, Ro Khanna, Mark DeSaulnier, and Jared Huffman all voted for the Gaetz resolution. I'm Eileen Alfandary.